strange enough. There you are. So we just got out and we shortened the track and put it back together again. And we went off with one side all right and the other one shortened. And we went off and we were like that for a couple of weeks. And then we went down into Arimatis, was the first place we went to. A couple of other little villages. And then we went down into Bayeux. And when we drove down there, plenty of English troops there. But you wouldn't know there was a war on. The shops were all full of grub. There wasn't a cracked pane of glass anywhere. The people walking about the streets, they didn't know there was a war on until we got there. And then when I went in a cafe, I'm going to get a couple of bottles of wine, so she wanted to charge me for it. I wasn't paying for no wine, you must be joking. I just walked out with it. And then...
This is at Bayeux?
It was at Bayeux, yeah. And we done it. We had to go along the beach then, helping somebody, I can't remember who it was. Oh, there were some Americans, rangers, I think you call them. Well, we go along and give them a hand. They were getting penned down a bit. They got off the beach at Omaha, and they wanted to know if we would go and give them a hand. So we were told to go up there anyway. We give them a hand. While we were there, we were told, make your way down to Port Imbeson, where the 47th Commandos, or the 7th Commandos, I can't remember if it's the 47th or the 7th Commandos. I could look it up. They were having a hard job getting, it was a very small harbour, but the English wanted it, you see, for landing a few more troops and that there. So we come in behind the Germans there, and it was while I was going down there, I picked up a couple of wounded chaps and put on the top of the carrier and took them back to a first field dressing station, picked up some more ammo, driving back down there again to where I picked these two chaps up as we were going down to Port Imbeson. And it was as I went down there over the crossroads, I looked it up this morning so I wouldn't forget. Tilly Samur. Went over the crossroads to the summer. And as I turned into like an orchard that we'd made our headquarters, I come face to face with a Tiger tank and up I went. That was the last I can remember. The next I remember I was in Basingstoke Hospital in England. That was my episode.
What was the date of that you were hit by the Tiger tank?
Either the 12th or the 13th of June. Yeah, that is right, because I've looked that up this morning, to be honest with you.
And you say that you gave some help to the US Rangers. Was that at Omaha Beach?
Well, they were all over, they were all mixed up. Nobody knew who was who, where they were going and nothing else. But that was some of the Rangers.
And
I read it in that thing there this morning. I give you.
Don't worry about that.
By my CO, but it's my, that is from my commanding officer. That is there. That's what he wrote.
But what kind of help were you giving to the U.S. Rangers?
Well, he just put some field dressings on that they had. Where we picked them up, they'd already put some dressings on their shrapnel wounds and that, legs and that, and arms, and we had. They put a couple of stretchers on top of the brain gun carrier and I take them back to the first field dressing station a few miles back.
So you were just transporting them?
Then I picked up some more ammo because we were getting short of ammo there. And I take it back to where I picked up these two blokes right? And as I turned into the apple orchard, with my CO it made into his headquarters, and as I turned in there, there's these Tiger tanks there.
How many?
Well, I only saw one, but in there it says there was three that overran the headquarters with a carrier platoon in that.
And so, when you landed in Normandy, was your Bren carrier? Did you use the Bren gun to fire it?
Yeah, of course you did. Yeah. Oh yeah, we didn't take no prisoners. Definitely not.
Can you tell me what kind of action you were in when you were firing the Bren gun?
Mostly pillboxes, or in the hedges, hedgerows. What do they call them? Bocage. Bocage, isn't it? Something like that. They'd be in there, you know, and you couldn't see them until you were on top of them. So you just kept firing, and that's it. And when we were with the Canadians, when we first landed, I told you, there was a Canadian officer there. I did mention that, I believe. Canadian officer there. All he said to us, keep going down there and remember Dieppe and don't take no prisoners. That was from a Canadian officer. Don't take no prisoners. Just remember Dieppe. That was it. Definitely. I can remember some things, but I'm afraid I can't remember a lot.
Did you agree with him when he said that?
Yeah. If we didn't shoot them, they would shoot you.
Could you remember the Dieppe raid?
Well, I wasn't in it. I wasn't in it, but I can remember it.
You were in Gibraltar at the time. But
yeah, I can remember it. I got a tape up there, Dieppe. That I have. Yeah. That was suicide. That was really suicide. I mean, those tanks would never get off a beach with great big pebble stones like they had there. They'd get in the tracks and throw them off your sprockets.
You were talking about the load on the Bren gun carriers that you took across to Normandy.
Yeah.
What kind of load did you have on them?
Ammo. Ammunition, that's all. The four cans of petrol on the back. Our personal gear, as we called it, was one, our equipment, you know, your pouches and your belt, you know, that you had. And pouches, belt, one blanket. One blanket, that was all. We didn't have nothing else. No, we didn't have nothing else. I didn't have no shaving gear, no nothing. Because when I come back to England and I was in Basingstoke Hospital, Park Pruitt Hospital, that was a mental home, I believe, in those days. I had a beard, a ginger beard, and they cut that off with scissors. I haven't washed or shaved from the time I got on that landing craft at Southampton. I hadn't shaved, washed, done nothing until I was back in England. And I stunk.
Do you remember who was in the crew of the Bren gun carrier with you?
No, I can't.
What rank did you have at the time?
I was a private. I was a Lance Corporal, but I gave him a stripe up.
Why did you do that?
I didn't get on with the sergeant of my carrier platoon. And if anything went wrong, you got it in the neck, not him. He'd get it and then he'd pass it down. You know, I said, the hell are you, mate? I ain't having that. So I just give it up. I give it up with my own free book. That's in my AB64, my playbook. In my own request, I reverted to private.
Which company and platoon were you in, do you remember?
The carrier platoon. Bren gun carrier platoon. So they're more or less attached to HQ, aren't they? we were always when we got to Tullysomer there, we were well out in front of all the other troops. The Bren gun carriers were, on an average, they were 3 mile in front of any infantry. We were recce, you know. And that was why we were always, all the carrier platoon that I had were wiped out, all of them. Yeah. That's a photograph of mine up there that we found at the War Office at Tullysomer. There, that is. But why I was killed, my other three were killed.
Which company were you in Gibraltar?
B. B.
Did you have a particular friend in the battalion whom you remember?
Yeah, I had Reg Cleverly, a Bristolian like I was. I got a little group photograph there in the other room when we joined up. Rich Claverty, Bristolian, Dave Saunders, Rich Claverty, Dave Saunders, Ivor Moore. He died about 2 years ago in Bristol. There's another one. Stan Williams. Oh, and Billy Budd. Now, when we got split up, we were at, I've forgotten now. We were split up anyway, and we were still in the fourth Devons then, and we were billeted in civilian houses, and we were just doing nothing. And then we were called out on parade and told to pack. But first of all, we had to go to company office, and the officer called out your name, and he told you where you were going. And when he called my name, he said, I was going to the second Devons. I go to the second Devons. I was the only one. The others all went to the 12th Battalion. No, that's a lie. They didn't go to the 12th Battalion.
When was this that you were split? Where was this, where you were split up?
I'm trying to think.
In England?
Yeah. 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 I was sent then. I had to go and join the 2nd Battalion, the Devons, I did. The others, it couldn't have been the 12th, because the 12th Battalion, they made up into the airborne boys that went to Arnhem. And then there was the other lot that was split up. They went to Burma. Now, I've just found one. I happened to read him in my magazine that I get from my regiment once a year. I happened to see a name in there. It was Len Hanscom. And I said to the wife, that name rings a bell to me somehow. I said, that do. And I come up here and I had a little red pocketbook that's up there somewhere. And I got it down. And sure enough, very faint as in pencil, but very faint was his name, Len Hanscom. And that's going back 1940. And I happened to see his name in the magazine. He was at Torquay at a regimental dinner.
What treatment did you get for your wounds?
I didn't have any wounds. I was just blown up and I lost my memory.